Welcome to Apocalypse Now in a Bit, where I interview my friends on a made-up dystopian future. Will they survive? How will they survive? Are they even bothered? Thanks so much for listening to the first one, and thanks so much to everyone giving their feedback. It really does mean a lot. Unfortunately, my second episode is worse. Not because of the guest, it was mainly the editing. We didn't even finish it properly. This week's guest is Charlie Lynch, one of my best friends from college. I've given him a fairly dry scenario this week. You'll get that joke in a bit. You can find me on Instagram at ANIABpod. Any feedback is good feedback. So, yeah, let me know. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Apocalypse Now in a Bit. Okay, my next guest is a personal trainer, semi-professional magician, general motivational speaker, and best friend is Charlie Lynch. How are you getting on, Charlie? You all right?
How are you, Henry?
I'm good, thank you. Very
intro.
Good.
That was a very,
no worries.
That was a very flattering intro.
I thought it was very apt. I mean, like, with your personal training thing going on, it's fairly...
Haven't done the magic for a while, though. Comes out of parties.
You still are. You only get paid in Amazon vouchers, though.
That's it. And then how many magicians do you know?
Well, celebrities, I know a few, but like personally, just yourself.
Exactly. That's why I took up trying to learn magic, because I was just like, I want to learn something that no one else knows how to do. And
yeah,
did it. Yeah. And then you don't come across too many magicians from day to day.
No, exactly. It's a proper icebreaker, huh?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. And then I did it around the times when I was like 16 or so. So it was when like house parties and that started happening. And then like, yeah, I was just known as the magic guy.
So you're trying to use it to try and get women.
That's it. I mean, I did have a girlfriend at the time, but...
So you're also a motivational speaker. Not professionally, not quite. But everybody knows you as the motivational speaker, because you can you can raise someone out of the dead.
Thank you.
Being so lazy.
I mean, I have read quite a few motivational books, as cringy as that is.
Yeah, and like I'd say most people will kind of be not interested in that kind of stuff. Like I know myself, I absolutely hate when someone's like, "Ooh, I'll get up at 4 a.m. But you, when it comes from you, you're just kind of like,
"Yeah, no, it's different." I mean, the only reason it was weird. I started listening to motivational like videos and like speeches and stuff when I was like 15, 16, when I was in college and everything, and. Yeah. I don't know, just going through like the YouTube era of like just motivational videos, and then it's just always stuck with me, to be fair. And then I don't know, I just feel like if you're in that mindset, obviously no one can be happy like 24/7 every minute of the day, but it's just like just trying to pick out those happy times or those positive moments within the day and just focusing on that. But yeah, no, I'm very a glass half full kind of guy. What about you?
No, terrible. I'd be like, what's the point? What is the point?
That's it. We have our weekly or monthly FaceTimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just
you managed to have the mindset for 3 days.
And you convinced me to get up at 6 a.m. for the 3 days, and then I'm like, yeah, no, that's fine for the rest of
that's it. But you started the podcast now, so
yeah, yes, hopefully it's going well. And thank you very much for being my second guest. It's a great honor that to become a second guest.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, it's literally just me chatting, and it's something to
what the Irish do best.
Yeah, exactly. It's just...
And considering you got no one to chat to at the moment.
That's exactly, and especially with myself being the kind of pessimistic lad I am, of course I'm going to expect the world to end and think all about that. So what's your opinion of it then?
On what, the world ending?
On the world ending. Well, how do you think it's going to end?
I reckon that we, do you know what? I feel like it might just be just global warming just getting so bad that we'll just end up fucking ourselves over, to be fair. Yeah,
Yeah.
we should have listened to Leonardo DiCaprio doing the Before the Flood documentary. But yeah, no, I've done my fair share in I've been vegetarian for 2 years after eating cowspiracy, after eating cowspiracy, after
After
watching,
eating cowspiracy.
after eating many cows. I went vegan for 2 years. Don't know, kind of a feel like I've done a little bit to help the environment here and there.
Yeah, gone veggie.
But
Oh
yeah,
no, was it vegan or veggie?
veggie. Oh mate, couldn't do vegan. Still need the eggs and dairy and that. But now, for the world to end in, I genuinely, yeah, I feel like we're just gonna, as sad as it is, maybe just gonna destroy the planet ourselves. I don't think it's gonna be like AIs taking over or robots taking over. I don't think, I feel like that is very, I don't know, I feel like that's a
Science
bit
fiction.
unrealistic. And as stupid as some people are, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be taken over by something that we've created, because surely we wouldn't allow that to happen if we're the creator, to be fair.
Okay. Because I had Libby on there recently, and she was saying that apparently Elon Musk is going to take over the world.
That's it. Yeah, well, he's got that the brain chip things where people can be
Yeah,
able to
exactly.
communicate without even speaking. But I feel like that's a very long way away. But to be fair, and
Yeah.
I do say that, but then like the amount of progression that the world's done within the last 20 years is crazy anyway. Like if you would have looked at a phone 20 years ago, like, and then look at like the iPhone like 15 or whatever it's on now, 20, bringing out a new one every year is just like crazy. So could possibly.
Yeah. And do you think we'll be able to like go to different worlds or something like that before we've destroyed our own, or do you think it's we're not going
No,
to do space travel now?
realistically, no, don't think so. I'm very realist, I feel like,
Okay.
in my own sense or description of what a realist is. Like
Yeah.
I just think that like we're here on the earth as just organisms, just atoms that build up who we are and how we live and everything. And we're just in the perfect place, perfect time, and that is how we are living. And I feel like when we die is exactly like before we were born,
Just
just
nothingness.
nothingness. So, and then that's why I'm coming back full circle to the motivational stuff with that outlook on life. Like it could scare some people, but that kind of motivates me to be like, as cringy as it sounds, oh, you've only got one life, like enjoy it.
Yeah, do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like our time will go before the world ends, so hopefully selfishly at least feel like I'm gonna have a good life
Perfect.
before any crazy stuff like that happens.
Fair enough. Talking about dystopian films, this is kind of a thing that I'm going to try and get everybody to answer. You were talking about dystopian films, which are AI, artificial intelligence, and everything Matrix style.
Yes,
What would be
yes.
your favorite end of the world film?
End of the world film. Do you know what? I actually watched I'm Legend the other day for the second time. So I remember it. I was watching it with my girlfriend, Quiva, and her mum, and I told them to put it on because I don't think they'd seen it before. And I was like, oh, it's a really good film, it's a really good film. But to be fair, I got to the end of it and it's wait, sorry, can I swear?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah,
It's
it was a
fucking
shit
terrible, isn't
film. It was shit. It was terrible. It was honestly,
it?
it was so bad. The ending was so poor. And I was just like, what? Like, I'm spoiling it here.
Spoilers
Like, I
for
feel like
everybody, but
everyone.
it's about what is it? V zombie vampires.
Yeah, it's kind of, oh, to be fair, like, didn't think of it that way, but that is the perfect description of
Yeah.
them. Basically zombies that just can't come out in natural sunlight. And
Yeah.
at the end, he had this like secret getaway tunnel. Oh no, what was it? Oh no, it was like a safe. Or it was something, yeah, where obviously he picked up this woman and a
Yeah.
child along the way, and the woman and the child got in the safe. And then he just blew himself up with a grenade to kill all the people. And then next scene, somehow the older woman and the kid ended up escaping New York and getting to the safety place where people have like evacuated to. But I don't know, it was a bit naff at the end.
Exactly.
Concept
No,
was decent.
like, yeah, the concept was brilliant, but like the fact that he's been going around New York City by himself with a dog, and then there's like he's just like, oh wait, there was this whole community of people this whole time.
Yeah, it's just a bit like, and then, I mean, he sat down, I don't know how much you remember of it, but he sat at that specific area in New York every day and did like and
Yeah.
transmitted like radio, like audio signals out to the radio and everything. But I don't know, like I say, the concept was good, and I liked the idea where he put the mannequins out everywhere and he just wanted a bit of normality. But like you said, like
Yeah.
surely, I don't know, you would maybe try to venture out and find
Yeah.
something if it
Yeah.
was as easy as the woman and the kid made it, you know. But that
Yeah,
completely did
exactly.
not answer but that completely did not answer your question. You asked which one
Yeah,
was my
I asked
favorite.
your favorite one and you went, here,
But
this is my worst favorite. But you're not a big fan of films, though.
yeah, I mean, no, yeah, like I mean, I did film and TV for a degree, and not that I'm not a fan of films, I just like, again, I don't know, when I sit down and like watch something, I feel like, I don't know, because I grew up with YouTube and I feel like social media,
Yeah.
quick content. I don't know, that
Yeah.
might have affected the way
You
that
don't
I
think you have
just,
the attention span.
yeah, I just want it now. Or I like a good
Yeah.
film, like one of my favorite films is Goodfellas, which is obviously a lengthy film. I don't know,
Yeah.
it just has to be a certain time. I have to be in a certain mood to sit down and watch something. Like a lot of the time, I feel like I can, that 2 hours, I could be watching the film, I could be doing something else kind of thing. I've got to be in a
Yeah.
certain, got to be like chilly. I like watching films with other people, but me sitting down by myself and watching it, like, it's a bit hard. But anyway, I keep diverting from the question. Favorite one is probably, I don't know, probably one that's just gonna have to just like comes quick to mind in my head that I do enjoy and I can watch over and
Yeah.
over again. I'm sure it's probably the same as many people from the UK. It's probably Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is quite
Just a
is a very good
classic.
one.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be
Because
that.
there's not a lot of comedy, good comedy, dystopian films, I'd say.
Yeah, and it just kind of, it's just a bit different. I feel like with the other films, as you mentioned, I feel like it might just be, it's just a bit repetitive, you know, that it's like,
Yeah.
oh, a disease came out of somewhere, they don't know where it's
Yeah.
from. But to be fair, on Netflix there's a series called Black Summer or Dark Summer, Black Summer I think it's called,
Okay.
and it's a zombie apocalypse film, series, sorry. I think it was like 8 episodes. That was very good as well.
Right. And was that just
It's just a
zombies or?
standard zombie film, yeah, nothing special really about it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But yeah, Shaun of the Dead, I'll probably have
Shaun
to
of the
say number
Dead.
one just because of the comedy and just the fact that it's probably
Yeah.
just the most one of the most English films you could watch ever.
It's the fact they all just go down to the Winchester and wait for everything to blow over.
Well, it's a
Yeah.
zombie apocalypse. What's the main thing you think of? Right, get my girlfriend and go down to the pub.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. Brilliant. So you were saying that global warming is how the world ends. I've got to tell you, Charlie, that's not actually how the world is ending. The world has just basically ended now.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but basically, since the UK left the EU, they've been trying to expand their fisheries, and the British trawlers have accidentally pulled out the plug from the middle of the Atlantic. and they've just
Oh,
drained all the oceans. There's no water left.
wow.
So sorry to
Okay.
tell you that now,
That's all right.
but
That's all right. I mean, I'm surely it affects you
yeah, no, it definitely does. But I'm just,
as well. You're saying, sorry, sorry,
I'm
Charlie.
just
This is
say
not.
I apologize. You know, it's just happened, and
Bad
I'm
news.
sorry that you're wrong about how the world's gonna
Oh, the
end.
global warming. Oh.
Yeah, it's not happening, man. So how are you surviving?
So, all the water's gone, all the ocean's gone.
Yeah.
Every drop.
Every drop.
Damn.
Is there still, are there springs still working? Like, is there still kind of rivers or
That's
whatever?
what I was thinking, because I'm kind of thinking like, because obviously clouds form through like evaporation and that, doesn't it? So does that mean there'll be no clouds? So does that mean everywhere in the whole world will be just sunny?
I mean, it's your apocalypse, mate.
Well, I feel like
Do you think you're gonna survive more if there are clouds? Or like, do you think there's enough
yes.
kind of water vapor in the sky to kind of have a normal society?
If that if there's clouds, obviously we will have a bit more water than we would have if everything was just disappear straight away. But literally everything's made from water. I don't feel like it's going to be like a sense where everyone's going crazy, because I feel like it's just because obviously electricity still works, and we still have houses. We're still, I mean,
Except for the hydroelectric dams, they will stop working because obviously there's no water.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like that we will survive for because obviously somewhere is obviously lots of bottled water and everything already, and water towers that has like water there, you know. And I think we'll have a good few weeks to just figure out what to do. I feel like can you not mate, is there not a way that you like, this may sound dumb, can you not just make water?
Like
You're not just
chemically.
hydrogen and oxygen. You're not just two hydrogen atoms and oxygen.
In fairness, Charlie, when I wrote this apocalypse, I didn't think it would be that easy. So you're taking a very educated. So well done.
I don't might be a hard thing to do, because I feel like if that was an easy thing to do, I feel like it would be a bit more like common knowledge that we could, we can make water. But the fact that
We
I've
can make water. See, that's the thing. But it then we'd have to isolate it, and because it would be mixed in, you can do a few chemical reactions, and one of the byproducts would be water, but it'd also be mixed in with whatever acid or something.
Yeah, or we just recycle piss.
Okay, and you'd think the whole world would love that.
I feel like that's it. Well, also it's like the in between, the second in between us, where Neil was trying to, or no, where Jay's trying to piss in. Well, I can't remember which way round it was. It was one of the ways. We're just gonna have to. Yeah, that's it. Oh, right. So with the 2 weeks that we have with the remaining water, we're just gonna have to obviously take our time drinking it, but every single time that we need to piss, because only drink water and piss.
Into someone's mouth.
Yeah, or if you need it there and then in the mouth. And the amount of, if you can just imagine the amount of like soft drinks and the amount of alcohol and the amount of just bottled water that's already on shelves and everything at the moment, I feel like there could be some ways that we can do that. But obviously, then again, that's just buying time. That's not coming up with a solution. It'd be interesting to see what type of aliens are at the bottom of the thing, because that's another thing. Isn't it like that the tallest mountain is actually like in the ocean?
And it only comes up to like 10 or 20 meters high, but because of where it starts on the seabed, it's like one of the tallest.
Oh, really?
No, it's the tallest. Yeah, do you get me? So, like, obviously, Mount Everest is the highest
Yeah.
mountain,
Yeah.
but that's
Oh.
the highest measured from sea level.
Okay.
But there's like loads of underwater mountains, and if you measure it from the base, like Everest is not the highest because it's inland.
Now there's just going to be some crazy creatures. I feel like we're just going to have to eat all the fish and everything.
Yeah, as they're all dying, so we're just gonna have to freeze a whole load of fish.
Yeah,
We're
freeze
just
the
gonna live
fish.
off frozen food.
Even though I'm not a fan of fish, but to be fair, if all those animals are going to waste anyway, we might as well get them,
Yeah.
freeze them, and use them for future food. But then, how are we going to freeze them if we don't have ice?
Well, you can freeze them by just
Cold.
so how a fridge works, you can just you just take out the heat rather than lining it with ice. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I get you. I get you. I get you.
So, I mean, I think that's the same how a freezer works as well, but
Or is there any way that we could create ice from the air and then melt that?
yeah,
I'm sure
it's
Elon,
possible.
I'm sure Elon Musk might be able to come out with a solution, but not a solution that will, like, isn't the world's majority water anyway? Like,
Yeah, I suppose even in the air, like there's water vapor.
so that's what I feel like. I don't feel like it's going to be. It might, obviously, people are gonna, I mean, as we saw from COVID, people will probably react very,
Idiotic.
yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like the ocean disappearing is a bigger issue than COVID, but I don't, to be fair, it's one of those ones where I don't actually know how people will react because I don't think it's something that's gonna suddenly affect you, you know? I feel like if it's like zombies, or even as much as the virus, like a virus, COVID or whatever, like it's something that could happen to you. Like it's maybe not like a time scaled thing. Like it's
Yeah.
that it's going to spread, and it's whether you get it or not. With the water
Yeah.
disappearing, I don't know how much of a sudden effect it's going to have on the way we live. I mean, for people that work on seas and boats and all that, obviously, but I don't actually know how sudden, like, say, like an average person like you and me, how it's going to affect
Yeah.
straight away. Don't
Yeah. No, because there's a film. I don't know if you've seen Mad Max.
I haven't. I haven't.
No, that's a really good like dystopian film about basically there's a shortage of oil and
Yeah.
petrol and all that. And basically they're in Australia in the outback, and you know that's very like deserty and whatever. And it's very and water's scarce as well because basically they go into like groups of people and become real savage and they like hoard water and petrol and everything and they go into like savage clans and stuff. So do you think it'll be kind of it'll turn into that society breaking down or
Probably, yeah. Actually, people probably they'll get in their groups, their classes, and have to fight for the remaining bottles of water. Everyone will be heading to the
yeah.
supermarkets trying to stock. It won't be toilet roll this time. It'll be water.
It'll be Evian and Ballygowan.
That's it. Oh, and to be fair, I'd say how it's, it wouldn't suddenly affect us. We wouldn't be able to shower properly because showering will probably be a waste of water. Or it would be a
Yeah.
waste of water if there's none.
Yeah.
If there's a limited amount left on the earth. And by the way, you shower 40 minutes in there, you probably have enough to fill a bit of the ocean anyway.
I need to get clean.
You can't be having your 40 minute showers with babies in the room. That's it. It's all coming out on the
Oh,
podcast
yeah, no,
now.
lovely. Can't wait to edit this out. Okay, well, that's how the world's gonna react. How are you personally gonna act?
Like you said, I feel like, to be fair, it would be staying with the fam your family, people that are close to you. Don't even know. Might try running to you. No water in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try running over to Ireland. That's
Yeah, fair enough. We've got plenty of like whiskey and Guinness and
it.
everything.
And then you'll just sit in the pub, and just wait for it to all blow over.
Shaun of the Dead style.
That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, to be fair, and then because I don't know, like, I don't think you'd, I feel you'd obviously maybe need some type of weapons just in case shit got mad, and yeah, get a couple cricket bats and just actually, to be fair, first it would probably be trying to get as much water as you can and then putting it somewhere.
Yeah, but see, then if it's anything like what we've seen when it comes to COVID, with people like fighting in the supermarkets, do you think it'd be a lot more aggressive when it comes to water, like people pulling out fucking handguns and that?
I'll go to the plug and see where that water's at.
Try and fish it back
Who put
out,
that
like.
plug there? Who put that plug there?
But that's the thing as well, you can walk
Yeah, no, that's it. How far down? Like, how many miles down would that be?
well, the Mariana Trench, which is in like the Pacific Ocean somewhere, is the deepest place on Earth, and that's about minus 10 kilometers below sea level.
Minus 10 kilometers. Oh wait, to be fair, that's still mad. That's probably what, like 20 miles.
6 miles. Yeah, so it's.
I did it. I
Wait,
went
why is
that.
it minus? I don't understand. That don't make any sense. How deep?
Very deep, very deep.
Very deep. We'll just say very deep. Elevation says minus nearly 11K.
Be
Yeah,
fair, I
seven
would have thought
miles.
it'd be a bit more.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be a bit more, to be fair. But I suppose because of the pressure. So as
Yeah.
you're going down, that's the only place we've gotten to.
Oh,
Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
Otherwise, if we had like cameras or anything that could withstand that amount of pressure, like
Yeah, yeah.
you've got 7 whole miles
Man,
of water on top of you.
that would be the scariest thing.
Yeah. I suppose we could do a bit more exploration.
We could go see what kind of dead fish are there,
Yeah.
but that's probably not going to be priority if it all goes.
Yeah,
But yeah, it would just have to be trying to get as much water as I can, really. Make sure I have some weapons to fight off some of the people that try and nick our water.
we've gotten a third of the way through our DTF section, which is usually down to foot, but DTF is defenses, transport, and food. You've got your defenses. You're obviously getting
Got defenses,
weapons
yeah.
or whatever. Transport, how are you getting about? Because you can't use a boat to go out into the middle of the ocean or something.
I feel like I just would just I feel like I would I mean, I can't drive, but do you think it would even get would it get to the situation where police wouldn't really care what people do? Like, if it got that
Do you
out.
think someone's given penalty points after
If,
water has just literally
yeah, I feel
devastated?
like if that's not going to be me driving a vehicle without a license, I don't think is going to be the main punishment.
There's that one traffic warden
And
who
I'm
doesn't
just
really know
like,
what to do, and
what?
he's like, "Have you paid your
Yeah, it's just
tax?"
like, what day you wanted me to come to the Crown Court or whatever. It's just like, we're lucky to survive another day. So yeah, I feel like I just car, to be fair, just
Yeah,
didn't drive it.
it's
Yeah,
fair. And you've got your petrol, you've
got
got
my mum's car,
your.
got my sister's car. That's it. Yeah, I feel like I'm fortunate that I feel like I'd be all right. And to be fair, I'm not in like a mad city, kind of like yourself, like kind of like just in a village area,
Yeah.
that. Once we get our supplies and everything, I feel like we'd be all right for a while. It's not like
Okay.
London where there's just so many people just
Yeah.
absolutely just bulldoze each other and everything. But yeah, sorry, what was the thing? You asked what was the old transport. Yeah, I think I'll just nick a car.
Nick your mom or your sister's car, or just any
Or
car
if I find a
in
nice one, I'll just take that. Just claim it as mine.
general.
Yeah, because you're not gonna, nobody's gonna be like, sorry, that's actually my car, and you're like, I don't
Yeah,
see a name
no,
on it.
that's it. So, what do you mean? Or to be fair, I can. I've said to be fair a lot. I could trade. I could maybe trade a gallon of water for a nice car.
Oh, so you think water would be used as currency then?
It could be. I reckon it. It could be. It might. That might just take over Bitcoin. I think just about. What's it? £10 a litre.
Right, so then the last option is food. How are you?
Food.
Is food still abundant, or is seeing as water is literally made up of everything?
That's what,
or
yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I was kind of, yeah. And even a lot of the stuff, a lot of the like instant, the long lasting food that you get in package, you need boiled water for that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or am I only thinking of noodles? I'm literally only thinking of noodles.
Well, no, because it's there's them like pot noodle pastas as well.
So just noodles, yeah. take my stolen car and drive all the way to TGI's and just get all of the Jack Daniel's chicken.
Yeah,
that is what I'm gonna have to do.
That specific, you like them, then?
Yeah, that is probably my, as sad as it is, my favorite food, Jack Daniel's chicken.
And is it the sauce or is it the?
It's everything about it. Everything about it. I'll just have to stock up on a lot of that, and then I only have them for birthdays and celebrations.
Nice.
As the years go by. If I can make it through the years.
Yeah, fair. I think you've answered a question I'll ask you later, but I'm still going to come around to it. But first, entertainment. How are you entertaining yourself?
Entertainment? Mate, all I need is Rubik's Cube and a couple of gym weights. But to be fair, actually, I don't think, to be fair, I don't
it's your catchphrase, don't I?
I don't think carrying on with gym and doing all that stuff wouldn't be the best thing, because you need, the more exercise, the more you sweat, the more you're going to need to top up your water. So I think that's going to be my personal training career down the drain. down the drain with the water. Rubik's Cube and a couple of books, I think I'll be all right.
Nice. A couple of motivational books.
And like I said, I've got quite a few motivational books. So while I'm sitting there with probably the driest piece in, and you know, like that SpongeBob meme when he goes into Sandy's house and he's just absolutely dried. Well, that's me without literally dying, because I have no more water to drink. At least I can read There Will Be Better Days on a page. Get me through.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds plausible.
there we go. I'm like, yeah, it could be.
Now it comes to the favourites.
Favourites?
If you could bring your favourite food or your favourite meal to eat constantly in this new apocalypse, in this new dystopia.
I'm sorry, I think I might have said it.
Already said it. Yeah.
Does it have to be realistically? Does it have to be realistic?
It literally can be. Anything. If you want to kind of change it and just say, if you have another answer, but like you've already stolen,
all right.
Okay.
I've already eaten that amount of chicken. Yeah. Then. Have you tried the new spicy Pringles?
No. What kind of
they are
flavor?
They're so good. I don't know whether like I'm pretty. Oh, well, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but like the island, you doing them there? Have you seen them float or anything? You've got your hunky dories and all that and everything or whatever they're called. You got Pringles over there.
Yeah, no, we do have Pringles. Yeah, we're not backwards. When Pringles first came, we couldn't believe the fact that crisps could come in tube form. But you know, we eventually got over it, and we do have Pringles now.
Just like the postcode. We need to stop. It's turning into a discriminating island episode.
Yeah, no, there'll be plenty of them to come anyway, with some of the people I'm going to have on. So,
yeah. But yeah, the sour cream, the sour cream and onion, spicy Pringles, endless amount of them.
And how is it? Just literally the taste of sour cream and
onion?
Yeah,
it's like the normal sour cream and onion ones, but then they've got like a hint of spice to them, but not like a spice flavor, just the heat.
Oh, okay. And
yeah,
do they have that with every
I think they've got it with normal cheese, sour cream and onion, and like the normal chili one, I think, but they are very pink. So the sour cream onion chili Pringles. That is what I'd have.
Lovely. So then film/series. What would you bring with you to this apocalypse?
Film/series. Series is gonna have to be Power.
Okay.
Because I have smashed that out so many times and I will never get hold of that.
How many seasons is that?
Six. Eight.
Oh, right, six. I don't know anything about Power. I've seen the first season and that's it, to be fair.
You've seen the first season?
Yeah.
Oh, what, and it didn't make you want to go watch the second?
No. Is kind of, I don't know what about it is. It's just very, because I'm not that much into kind of, like I wasn't into Breaking Bad, or I wasn't into
Game of Thrones.
I suppose Game of Thrones is, I don't know. I binged Game of Thrones because everybody in school wanted to watch it. Do you know? I wanted to kind of
catch up to one of those ones you had to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Power's going to be the series. Do I need a film as well? So series and a
film. You can choose both or either are, do you know?
Yeah, no, I feel like Power as a series, just so that if I choose one film, that would be a bit too repetitive. Power at least has
you can space it out.
Amount of hours. Yeah. Space it out with my Pringles and my Jack Daniel's chicken on special occasions.
Fair enough. Okay. Last one is album.
Album. Oh, that is a hard one. This might be
tricky for one, seeing as a lot of people listen to Spotify and Apple Music now, so.
Yeah. You're saying it as if no one listened to music before.
Nobody ever listened to music before, so I don't like. As I understand how tricky.
This is going to be a very hard question, especially with Spotify and Apple Music around now. I don't know. That is such a hard one. I feel like it's got, especially one, like if you could take a two or three, at least you can get a bit of variety. But with this, with just one, you need something that has a bit of everything on it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be including like now. That's what I call music.
Yeah. Oh, like now 72.
Yeah, now 72. I'm not bringing them up.
All right. Oh god, my music changes so much. I literally listen to like UK grime one day, or I bang it out for a week, and then I'm like, yeah, nah, I prefer UK over US music. And then I listen to like some R&B US music, and I'm like, nah, I prefer US over to the UK. So hard. And then there's just the classics. Like obviously, I love Eminem. They're probably like the people, and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, Carter. The Carter Five.
Five.
I know Lil Wayne the Carter Three is probably more well known as a better album, but just for me, when I was a kid and growing up listening to Lil Wayne, the Carter Five came out when I was getting into like rap music. So,
okay.
And I feel like that is a very diverse album. There's some hard tunes on there.
That's the one with like Dark Side of the Moon on it.
To be fair, don't even know. It's got the How to Love. It's got the. Oh, mate, I say I'm listening to it now. I can barely remember it. Song names. I know that they're all bangers. I know they're all bangers, and that's the album I'm gonna take.
100%. Favorite food? You've got spicy sour cream and onion Pringles.
Yep.
Series is Power.
Yep.
And album is The Carter Five.
Yeah.
By Lil Wayne.
Cool. It sounds a bit basic when you read it out like that.
I mean, it's your. I don't know how. I forgot to ask who you're spending your apocalypse with. But if it's by yourself, nobody is really there to kind of judge you. So,
That's another hard decision. Whether it's like, obviously, myself being in a relationship, it's like, oh, do you go? Do you try and get your stay with your family, stay with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever? Yeah, but then it's like. Do you just get those two families together? Or that'd be a difficult one.
Yeah, because you know, you could your families might not get on.
Yeah, or exactly. Like, or it's just that you're more people to worry about, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the more people you have, the more probably people will be dying every day.
Yeah.
As morbid as that is. More mouths to feed. Run away and just you got to focus on yourself. And at least if you die, that's it. It's you.
Yeah, fair enough. out of sight, out of mind, kind of thing.
And that's it. Yeah, as hard as that would be, but I mean, the world's ending.
Yeah. So, what do you think is coming afterwards? What do you think the aftermath is?
I reckon Elon Musk will create something that will be able to combine hydrogen and oxygen together out of just their natural atoms and use them together to create water somehow. I think it's technically possible, but it's very hard
to do. It is possible. But you need to have I'm pretty sure it's relatively easy actually, because you need like I think it's covalent bonds or something to bring out the chemistry in it, and basically water is a covalent bond, and you can just join the two atom rows together.
I feel like Elon will find a way on how to do it. And then it will just be like trying to. I don't know whether I feel like the ocean would just be done. Like there's just going to be no more ocean. I don't think there's any way that we can get the ocean again, unless, because I feel like however long it takes for him to come up with a solution, the priority is going to be giving water to people rather than, right, let's get the ocean back, you know?
But obviously, Charlie, I think you're a fan of Elon Musk. Am I correct?
Little bit. Nah, not
A
really, to
little
be
bit.
fair. I feel like he's just in celebrity wise, probably the most well-known person for being a smart individual.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure there's many other people that could probably do the same thing.
Okay, fair. Do you think he would go evil though? Do you think he would privatize this new?
I don't know. I feel like that's, I feel like it's going to be similar to kind of what's happening now with the COVID vaccines. Just whoever has the most money, or whatever their trading currency will be at that time, considering that money might be worth nothing when the world's gone to shit.
And if he finds or if current if water becomes like currency,
That's it. But then you'll be trading water for water, so I don't know.
exactly, like he could, it'd be very tempting to kind of just rule the world with just water.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, like that, like I was kind of saying before, with the whole AI thing, like I pretend, I mean, within my mind, I really don't think anyone will want to wipe out the whole human race. So I'm pretty sure if someone was to figure out the way how to get water, that it would be their best intention to try and get the world back to where it was. But yeah, or distribute find out how to make machine. And like I said, if it seems like something that might be an easy thing to do, I don't know. Could be doing it all wrong. People could be listening right now who studied, I don't know, chemistry and just shouting at the audio or the screen or whatever and being like, what do you mean we can't just make water?
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Charlie, for surviving the apocalypse.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm
Great.
glad I got out of it alive.
That was Charlie Lynch there. Sorry about the cutoff, but I'll just do a recap now. So for his waterless wasteland, he will steal a car, live by himself, and stock up on Pringles Extreme Sour Cream, which I tried the other day and hated. He would bring TGI's Jack Daniel's chicken, power the series, and the Carter 5 by Lil Wayne with him if he could, and Elon Musk will save him with a water maker machine. Thanks a million, Charlie, for coming on. I'll give him a survival rating of 7 out of 10 because he's a fairly practical guy, but I'd say he'd get bored very easily and his motivation mindset would go down the longer Elon Musk waits to build his water machine. If anybody has any apocalypse suggestions, DM me at ANIABpod and I'll be sure to ask one of my future guests your scenario. Thanks again, and I'll see you next week on Apocalypse Now in a Bit.